ability makes a big difference. What do you think, Ishmael?
100%. I feel like I learned some of the biggest lessons of, you know, rappers or of just artists in general before I even learned that in school. Like, there's a lot of, you know, if you listen to a lot of songs, and a lot of these young people are tuned into songs, and that's where they're getting the information from. Art, you know what I mean? So that it's the power, it's a way that it can just touch someone, you know, so deeply. Like, it's powerful, basically. And if we're to use it as a force for good, or if we use it as a force for education, then it is actually limitless. And as Rag said, especially when it's people who relate to them, because I feel like stories are powerful. And if I can relate to your story, then I can definitely take something from it. So, yeah.
I think that the arts means creativity, and creativity means freedom, and people crave freedom, and that's why it's so important. We need that. People need that outlet to be able to do what they want to do in a safe way. So, and the arts is really, it's underrated, and it's important and necessary. But hopefully, now that we live in a world where we can have access to the internet, we can, it's easier for people to search for these sort of hubs of freedom and creativity.
Definitely. So, as two people who have like participated or associated with the organisation, what would you say like the benefits you've seeked from, you know, being a part of?
I started getting involved March 2016, so kind of like a year now, and it's been an amazing. I think first of all the platform itself, you know, going and actually performing at some of the events. The open mic was really a good training ground for me as an artist to perfect my craft. The crowd is amazing and very supportive, so that also helps me to build a support base, because most times if you perform and you say, oh, this is my Instagram, everyone goes and follows you and supports you, so there's that kind of energy there. I've also performed at the Good Times event, which is a bigger platform, which was good for me, I guess, as a brand or whatever, but also a good learning experience. So that's why it's been mostly learning experience. Also Rags, who, you know, gives me a lot of advice, so that kind of mentorship aspect as well. So I'm an author myself. I dropped my debut poetry book, The Lost Essays. So a lot of people who've bought and supported the book are from Poetic Unity. So it just goes to show the love and support that that I get as an artist from there. And also I give back as well, so I can help other young people as well. So.
Yeah, Poetic Unity has really helped me. I performed there at the beginning of January. It was the first time I ever performed in London, and everyone was really welcoming, and Rags has really helped me. Even yesterday I was joking with my mum, and she was saying, it's like he's your manager.
Them ones do.
Trust me. I'm just really grateful for that.
Do you have any events coming up?
Yeah, we're always doing something. As Ishmael mentioned, we do a weekly poetry event in Brixton at the Black Culture Archives. It's every Wednesday from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. So, that's been running for nearly 2 years, 2 years in May. Anyone's welcome to come to that. That's probably our main thing that we do at the moment, because it's so consistent. It's always happening, and it's the unification side of what we do. Do you know what I'm saying? So bringing people together, like Ishmael was saying as well, it's a great place for young poets to develop. Obviously, they can perform on a regular basis in front of a different crowd. And also, it's like a really great community hub. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, everyone comes together. Like Storm was saying when she first came, she probably didn't know anybody there. But then after she left, exchanging numbers. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, regions from years, you know what I'm trying to say? So it's that vibe, you know what I'm saying? We've always had that good vibe with what we're trying to achieve. So that's our weekly poetry event. We've also got a next big event coming up on Saturday, March 25th. It's called Good Times 1 Year Anniversary. It's the 1 year anniversary of our Good Times event. So the Good Times events are fundraising events for Poets Unity. So that's how, I was explaining earlier, we raise funds for ourselves. So that event's been running now for a year. This is going to be the fourth Good Times event. It's our biggest event at the moment. So we usually have 300 to 350 people there. The last three events are sold out. We're expecting this one to sell. We've already sold 150 tickets, and we've still got 3 weeks left. So yeah, it should be a big event.
Brilliant. And you said you just released a book. Where can people find that?
Yeah, The Lost Essays, available on Amazon. Also got the headline show coming up 28th of March, so it'll be good to see you there if you're 18 and above, obviously. But that's literally all on my social media, which I guess we'll promote at the end as well. But yeah, that's...
Yeah, by the way, as well, the weekly poetry event, any age can come. If you're under 18, you need to be of a parent now.
But
And where can we find you on social media, internet?
Poetic Unity is on poeticunity.org.uk, the website. Twitter is poetic_unity, Instagram is just Poetic Unity, and Facebook is Poetic Unity Project, and my social medias are just RAGCV, so it's RAGZCV across all platforms.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at Ismael Musoke, ISMAELMUSOKE. You can also find me on Instagram, Call Me Ish.
You can find all my poetry on my blog, which is www.alternativeetc.wordpress.com. And I've been posting there since, I think, 2010.
Sick. What about your social medias?
Well, my Instagram is StormyJXX.